From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Federal officials are investigating the handling of funds in the Delaware U.S. Senate campaign of Republican Christine O'Donnell. NPR's Brian Naylor reports O'Donnell claims she's the victim of thug tactics.
In a statement, former campaign manager Matt Moran said, quote, there was no impermissible use of campaign funds, period, by the O'Donnell campaign. The AP, citing an unnamed source, reported that federal authorities are looking into charges that O'Donnell used campaign funds to pay personal expenses. In the statement, O'Donnell said she was told by tipsters that the Delaware political establishment was planning to pull out all the stops to ensure she would never again upset the apple cart. O'Donnell singled out Vice President Joe Biden, a former senator from Delaware, whom she called, quote, the king of the Delaware political establishment, and said that it is not surprising, in her words, that misuse and abuse of the FBI would not be off the table. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The State Department is considering Plan B after Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez rejected Washington's chosen ambassador. Spokesman Mark Toner.
We believe it's in our national interest to have an ambassador in Caracas, so that we can, candidly express our views.
Particularly, Toner says, because of the tense relationship between the two countries. Chavez has openly dared the Obama administration to expel Venezuelan's diplomatic envoy. Groupon, the fast-growing online coupon seller based in Chicago, has gotten the okay to raise close to $1 billion in funding. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports that would be the biggest round of equity financing by any company in more than a decade.
Groupon sends its members daily emails with steeply discounted deals from local businesses. When a certain number of people agree to make a purchase, the deals are activated. The company reportedly makes about $500 million or more a year, an amount attractive enough to spur a takeover bid by online giant Google Incorporated, but its reported offer of about $6 billion was rejected earlier this month. Now, in a filing amending its certificate of incorporation, Groupon says it intends to sell shares at a price of $31.59 each. VC Experts, a research firm that tracks private companies, says depending on the number of shares issued, that price would put the value of Groupon between $6 to nearly $8 billion, exceeding Google's offer. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
This has been the biggest year for auto recall since 2004, and the lion's share went to Toyota, which prompted new scrutiny of the auto industry safety record. Toyota vehicles accounted for about 7 million of the 20 million cars recalled this year. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 9 points today, NASDAQ rose 4, and the S&P 500 was up 1. This is NPR. A wider area has been evacuated around the City Hall in Wayne, Michigan, because of a new gas leak. An earlier explosion demolished a family-owned furniture store in the suburban Detroit city. The owner is in critical condition, and rescuers have been digging in the rubble by hand looking for two missing store employees. 2 years ago, a coal ash impoundment at a TVA power plant collapsed, spewing toxic sludge into rivers and inundating nearby homes. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports environmental groups are worried flawed data will prevent the EPA from setting rules that could avert similar catastrophes.
After the disaster, EPA Chief Lisa Jackson vowed to regulate coal ash. 2 years later, her agency is still working on that. EPA watchdog Eric Schaefer says the agency is hung up on the impact the rule would have on recycling coal ash into concrete and other usable materials.
We think EPA is painting itself into a corner out of overblown anxieties about what's going to happen under regulation to coal ash recycling.
Schaefer says the EPA made huge mistakes in its calculations of the health and economic benefits of that recycling industry. So big, he says, that the EPA estimated the annual benefits at $23 billion when they should have been little more than $1 billion. The EPA had no immediate response except to say it will review the allegations. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
A couple of days after the big East Coast snowstorm, there's word of a snowblower recall. A fuel leak problem is prompting American Honda to recall more than 18,000 machines. No fires have been reported yet. Pam Coulter, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for